This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program not to be believed. The commercialization of outer space is proceeding in small increments. In the news lately, we've read of the possibility of tourist trips to the Mir space station and corporate sponsorship of probes and lunar rovers and even outer space burials. This is the natural consequence of human extension into any area. Wherever we go, it seems, along with us go commerce and advertising. But that notion of space burial is an especially touchy subject. Joining me is Harold Looming, director of extraterrestrial internment at a funeral home called Peaceful Craters. But the funeral home is not your office is here on planet Earth, right?
That's right. Only the internment is in outer space. Mm-hmm. Our proper place is here on Earth, close to the grieving relatives.
What does it cost to do this?
Cost is an important part of any plan, but we find it's insensitive to discuss it first. The initial question in our process is, what sort of space journey would the deceased want?
Uh-huh. And what are the options?
Well, we can send you or your loved one into an Earth orbit which will slowly decay and end in a glorious high-altitude cremation.
Uh-huh.
Or you can opt for deep space burial, a kind of endless floating with an attached plaque and the remote hope of discovery and perhaps even reanimation by some sophisticated extraterrestrial intelligent life sometime in the distant future.
Oh.
Or we also offer the wonderful legacy of a lunar burial.
Yes, and all of this is, I'm sure, rather expensive.
Well, again, cost is only one factor and not the first priority. We're thinking about legacy, about a sense of completeness. If your loved one or yourself has had a space journey as an ultimate lifetime goal, even though life has ended, just the fact that the travel is now an available option is something of a comfort to those who stay behind.
Well, I imagine that on Memorial Day,
yes,
and anniversaries,
yes,
and such, a space burial also means there's no potentially expensive travel for the grieving relatives. I mean, you just look up at the night sky and there's Grandpa.
Yes, that may be. But again, the money. I would never emphasize any kind of cost-benefit ratio as part of this, even though the price of cut flowers continues to skyrocket and gasoline.
Oh, well, enough said.
Thank
man.
You.
Yeah.
Making a case of the financial drain of visiting and maintaining and honoring even a nearby gravesite year in and year out over and over and over again, compared to the clean, one-time-only investment of blasting the remains into outer space, that's just too callous, and I wouldn't do it.
Well, that's very sensitive.
Well, sensitivity is my job.
And there are a lot of issues here,
well,
too.
Yes, an outer space burial leaves some family members feeling resentful and confused.
Well, I suppose it does.
You know, we produced a video to help families communicate with each other on this issue. Would you like to see it?
Sure would.
Okay.
See that big moon up there, Timmy?
Huh?
Uncle Frank is buried there.
Wasn't Uncle Frank kind of, obese? How'd they get him up there?
Well, Uncle Frank didn't weigh as much when we sent him there. And we did it with a rocket, Timmy. So now he's at rest.
So you put his body in a rocket and you shot it to the moon?
No, not his dead body, son. His cremated remains. His ashes.
A rocket hauled his ashes to the moon?
Not all his ashes. Just 7 ounces. In Mommy's lipstick container.
Well, where's the rest of them then?
We scattered them out at the driving range where he wasted, he spent so much time and money. So now when we look up at the moon...
Gee, wait a minute, you scattered his ashes on the golfers?
No, we scattered them when nobody was around, at night in the moonlight.
So this rocket went up there and landed on the moon and unloaded Uncle Frank into a kind of mausoleum or something? Like with a plaque like that that says, "We came in pieces for all mankind"?
Well, yes and no, Timmy. The rocket didn't really land. It crashed into the moon.
You put part of Uncle Frank in a rocket crash? So the ashes aren't even together anymore?
No, they're scattered, just like on the driving range. He'd like that. That means he's a part of the moon.
Well, what did it cost to get him on his own rocket there?
He didn't. He wasn't alone. There
were
a lot of people's ashes in the rocket.
So his minuscule burned-up parts of Uncle Frank are mixed in with bits of complete stranger parts with a violent crash on the moon?
Yes.
Well, what if some of them were Democrats? You know how he felt about liberals. How could you do that to him?
This is what he wanted to
do. And what did it cost?
Mommy thinks it's a little insensitive to talk about cost.
Well, how much?
$20,000.
Dollars? that he could have left me for college? Oh!
You don't have the grades for college, Timmy. You never will.
And Uncle Frank, what a selfish dopehead.
Oh. Darn tape.
Well, you mean there's more?
Not really. No. The actors got a little carried away. They won't be back.
So, eventually, cost does become an issue.
Well, hopefully. Not until the services have already been provided and the loved one is safely in orbit, floating in deep space, or crashed into the moon.
Harold Looming, director of extraterrestrial internment at Peaceful Craters, a funeral home that caters to the needs of those who are looking for an outer space burial.
Thank you. And we also do just plain catering, but it comes out of a separate building.
Oh, how nice. Thank you.
I am happy to have met your needs.